Paper 9. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. 70 points. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 8. Japan's capsule hotels. Strange ideas for hotels around the world are not unusual these days. The Japanese capsule hotels, however, are the ones that most stretch the imagination. The very first capsule hotel was opened in 1979 in Osaka and was designed by Japanese architect Kisho Kurokawa, who also designed the Nakagin capsule tower in Tokyo in 1972. This building offered 140 tiny apartments to businessmen who worked in central Tokyo during the week and lived far away. It also appealed to single men who were looking for low-price accommodation. Each apartment contained a bed, a folding desk, and even a bathroom, all squeezed into a space of just 10 square meters. The capsule hotel, designed a few years later, is Japan's solution for cheap accommodation for guests who want a place to sleep and nothing else. Capsule accommodations are one of Japan's best-known and unique types of lodging. They are usually found around major train stations in large cities and are suitable for individuals looking for a low-budget hotel. Capsule hotels provide their guests with a bed, a small table, TV and radio, and self-controlled air conditioning for less money than regular or business hotels. The sleeping quarters consist of capsules that are approximately the size of a refrigerator and are stacked one on top of the other. When a guest gets the top capsule, he has to climb some steps to get there. A separate section of the hotel has public bathing facilities, lockers for personal belongings, and in some cases, a restaurant or a vending machine. It is also common to find men-only or women-only capsule hotels, although they are mostly used by men, especially Japanese businessmen who need to stay an extra day in the city. This is why these hotels sell shirts, pants, belts, and ties to people who didn't plan on spending the night away from home. Guests who want to use the hotel have to follow a few strict rules, such as leaving their shoes in a shoebox, getting a sleeping capsule number, and getting a locker for their luggage, since the capsule is too small to contain any luggage. Despite the fact that the first capsule hotel was designed more than 30 years ago, they are still popular throughout Japan today. This type of hotel accommodation, however, is not recommended for those who suffer from claustrophobia. Answer questions 1 to 8, 70 points. 1. What do we learn about the Nakagin capsule tower in Tokyo from lines 1 to 8? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. What made its apartments unique? 2. How many unmarried men lived there? 3. How much each apartment cost? 4. Why businessmen chose to live there? 5. Why it had 140 apartments? 6. Why it was opened in 1979? 2. Complete the sentence. According to lines 9 to 17, regular business hotels are... 3. Why does the writer say that the capsules are the size of a refrigerator? Line 16. Answer. 4. How are the Nakagin capsule tower and capsule hotels similar, according to lines 1 to 17? Circle the correct answer. 1. They were both designed in the same year. 2. They both have refrigerators. 3. They were designed only for people with low salaries. 4. They both offer very basic amenities. 5. Complete the sentence. From lines 18 to 23, we learn that, unlike men, women... 6. Complete the sentence according to lines 18 to 23. When businessmen unexpectedly need to spend another day in the city, they can... 7. Circle the correct answer, lines 24 to 26. Guests who stay at the capsule hotels are asked, 1. not to enter their capsule barefoot. 2. To take a sleeping pill. 3. Not to be so strict. 4. To follow hotel policy. 8. Circle the correct answer, lines 27 to 29. Although many years have passed since the first capsule hotel was designed, 1. Famous people continue to recommend them. 2. Many people still stay in them. 3. Only local guests may stay in them. 4. Only people with fear of small spaces should stay in them. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. 30 points. Answer questions 1 to 5 according to the broadcast. In questions 1 and 4, circle the number of the correct answer. Otherwise, follow the instructions. 6 points for each correct answer. Laughing the pain away. 1. What do we learn from Dr. Laffey about medical clowning at the beginning of his talk? 1. It is done in the same location as circus clowning. 2. It is more frightening than medical treatment. 3. It is not an enjoyable experience. 4. It gives patients the opportunity to escape from reality. 2. Write one difference between circus and medical clowns. Answer. 3. What do we learn from Dr. Laffey about the relationship between medical clowns and patients? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. It always lasts for the same period of time. 2. It is all about being funny. 3. It involves paying attention to what patients say. 4. Medical clowns don't really see the patients. 5. It is based on sharing jokes. 6. Medical clowns have to be sensitive. 4. Why is it important for medical clowns to work hand in hand with the hospital staff? 1. It makes everyone happier. 2. It enables the staff to do what is needed. 3. It helps them replace the staff. 4. It makes them look forward to the treatment. 5. Why does Dr. Laffey not regret choosing to be a medical clown? Complete the sentence. He feels...